the Pope has had an impact not just on the Catholics throughout the world, but in societies generally. He's very much known here in Australia, generally in the society. He's highly respected by so many of our civil leaders who may or may not be Catholic. Generally speaking, I meet so many ordinary people from other nationalities, from Asian countries, who have not even a Christian background, but are very aware of him and very much admire him. So he's a man who's had an enormous impact on people, not just Catholics. I remember very fondly both visits of the Holy Father, and particularly when the Masses with the Holy Father were celebrated, just the great excitement and joy, exuberance, really, among the people who gathered there with the Holy Father, memories that people carry the rest of their lives. His visits to Australia as Pope has had a great impact on the church here in Australia.
And what about the Holy Father's obvious suffering? This must have provided a great witness, particularly in recent years.
The Pope has been an extraordinarily strong presence in the media, particularly in these recent times of his declining health. And he's had the humility and also, I think, the great conviction of faith to be prepared to allow himself to be seen and to be able to witness to the fact that even though somebody may have sickness, it's a very important spiritual time. It's a time of person uniting themselves with Christ in their suffering. The Pope, I think, has wanted to make a very clear expression of our Christian hope in the face of human suffering.